seventh son of a seventh son. He's supposed to have the power.
I don't think I qualify on either count.
No, no. More Dundee cake?
Oh, one piece is quite enough. Does it really come from Dundee?
I'd have to investigate. Must be a strange thing, hearing voices.
The first time as a child I experienced such, I thought I was mad. So I kept it secret.
Children often do keep secrets.
Yes. And then I was discovered.
By Cyrus Cotton, lately deceased.
He took over my life. In America, he moved me from place to place, hall to hall.
He exploited your gift.
Mariana Eagle, the great medium, the princess of the occult. Then we came to this country, this city, and for the first time, I fell at home.
What about your own parents?
I was adopted, a fairy child, never a part of the happy home. Cyrus became my family, but he betrayed me.
Well, suffered for his sins, stepped into thin air, broke his neck, like the hangman.
You have a strange humor.
Part of the profession.
Perhaps. But Cyrus Cotton did not meet the hangman. He met his fate.
Running from the law. A stage trap door open and a long way down.
Old women came to me for comfort, like Mrs. Gulliver, to contact their departed. Cyrus swindled money from them, abused the spirits.
And they caught up with him?
He met his fate.
It is a fine day. Would you walk with me a little, Miss Eagle?
A pleasure, Constable Mulholland.
Martin is preferable.
Mariana is also.
I'll get the bill. Yeah. No matter where you are, there's always one lurking.
Indeed. Always a price to pay.
Courtship. To my mind, there are few more amusing predicaments than the male after the female and the female after her own ends. I've been watching the pigeons on the slates from the vantage of my attic window. The male puffs out his chest and warbles soft endearments, while the female looks the other way, as if all this cooing was getting on her nerves. Then she flies away, but not too far, and so it begins all over again. Coo, coo, au revoir, come and get me. Spring, the season. Nature on the run, Dan. I wonder if all this is a good omen for the converging nuptials of Donald McKeever and Hannah Semple, a gambler and the keeper of the keys of a body house. Surely that must serve nature's purpose also, in its own peculiar way. Surely. And I wonder if Jean Brash will be a bridesmaid. She's been just about everything else. Ah, well, I suppose I better wander into work. I am James McCleavy, Inspector of Police. No one would ever want to marry me. And even if they did, I'd never ask. Spring is the season. The sap is rising.
Make way, make way. I shall deal with this. Sir, you accomplish little standing over the poor woman. Are you all right, young lady?
I thank you, sir. Oh, I had the most severe sensation.
Indeed, you fell like a tree. Let me help you up. Now, can you all move back, if you will, and give this young woman some air to breathe? Be about your business, please.
Very commanding, sir.
It is my occupation. May I escort you to a venue where you may recover somewhat?
Oh, you're very kind. Oh, my head is spinning. Forgive me, sir.
Yes, let me support you.
Take your hands off my wife.
I beg your pardon.
You dirty old lecher.
Lecher? William, no. This gentleman came to my assistance.
His fingers were fumbling.
I was being a support.
William, I fainted in the street because of my condition.
Sorry, sir.
I can stand on my own now, thank you. My husband is a wee bit jealous.
As well as being remarkably ill-mannered.
I said I was sorry.
You have not been married long, you see, and I'm in the early stages.
Stages?
I'm expecting.
A little stranger.
Ah, well, that would explain the fainting fit.
It would it not?
Well, I had better be on my way. I shall leave you, ma'am, in the no doubt capable but somewhat impetuous hands of your husband. Good day to you both.
Good day, sir.
And thank you again for all your assistance. A Samaritan indeed.
What did you get?
His wallet.
Let me see. Oh, a fine fat receptacle. And here's his card. Well, well.
What?
Lieutenant Robert Roach, Leith Constabulary.
Oh, my God. Run for your life.
Mutton dressed as lamb.
Will you keep still? My knees are killing me.
The blushing bride. We're much to blush about.
One more pin. There. The dressmaker can finish it off. And you, Hannah Semple, will look like the belle of the ball.
I thank you, Mistress Brash, but I doubt my dancing days are far ahead.
Oh, surely you can raise a wee gallop.
Surely, as long as it's all downhill.
May I make an entrance, ladies?
You certainly may not, Donald McKeever. It's bad luck for the groom to see the bride in her wedding dress before the event.
I could take a fright.
Wait downstairs.
The girls are all wandering about in their underwear.
Well, this is the just land, a body house.
Oh, very well. You may enter as long as you come in backwards and face the door.
I thank you most kindly.
Well, what is it?
I have a ring for you to try on.
You won it at the cards.
I did not.
You already gave a ring.
That was a fixed stake. This is the raise.
Reach out your hand backwards.
Here you are.
Try it for size, Hannah.
A tight fit, but... Oh, my God.
What is it?
The ring. It's stuck.
What?
Don't panic. Butter works wonders.
No, no, it's stuck. We'll have to cut it off.
What?
The finger! Just a wee joke. You can have it back. Fits fine.
Thank you.
That was not funny, Hannah Semple.
You'll be the death of me.
I'll do my best. What about that base man of yours?
Gilbert Patterson is a man of his word.
He'd sell his mother for the ace of spades.
He'll be here, don't you worry. Well, that was me facing the door. And this is me out of it. Goodbye, ladies.
Donald seems a bit shifty to me.
I think that's just his disposition.
Shifty.
Is there not a single person in this world you can trust?
It would seem not so, sir. My Aunt Katie always says...
I am not concerned with the proverbial wisdom of your Aunt Katie.
What's going on here? A murder?
The lieutenant has suffered a personal depredation.
A young woman faints in the street. I, like a true gentleman, offer a steadying arm. What happens?
You lost your wallet.
Yes, I did.
You helped her to her feet. She stumbled against you, then a distraction.
Her husband accused me of lechery.
Distraction, right enough.
You need to spend more time on the streets, sir.
I need the streets cleared of riffraff.
What were the contents of the purloined wallet, sir?
The money is neither here nor there.
Just as well.
But there is a photograph of my wife, which I always carry on my person.
It's very touching, sir.
Well, it's gone now. The girl was... pretty, brown hair, average height. The man a stunted specimen, squash face like a pug dog. She addressed him as William. False appellation, no doubt.
You'd be surprised, sir, how often they use their given names. Billy Baxter and Grace Smith.
Could be. Thought they'd moved over the bridges.
Must have got homesick. Not exactly the first tier of criminality, sir.
High enough for me. Find them.
Even if we do, there is the small matter of proof.
Just find them. I'll do the rest.
Nobody can touch us, Grace. Nobody.
It works every time. I'm expecting a baby, sir.
A little stranger. wish you were.
That would spoil everything, Billy. I like to be free and easy.
Someday, maybe, though, eh?
Well, 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 well. Gracie Smith. What a pretty sight.
Richard Sims, an honour indeed.
I have an enterprise on hand, Grace. You might play a leading part.
Grace only works with me.
What kind of part?
An important one.
But I'm just a wee pocket delver.
Born for better things, Grace.
Happy where she is.
The Exchange Hotel, 7 o'clock this night, supper. I will tell you as much as you need to know, my bonny girl.
I'll be there.
What about me?
You, my dear Billy... do not qualify.
I'll cut his throat.
He's top man of the fraternity. They say there's not a trick he hasn't pulled.
You best watch your body, Grace.
I can take care of myself. I'm a big girl now.
and ready for anything.
Mistress Semple, how are you?
Oh, Miss Eagle, I didn't see you.
You were occupied at market.
Aye. You see, the bride's supposed to wear something borrowed, something blue.
That is the tradition.
Oh, I just found the blue. This lovely wee piece of ribbon. I can tie it round my wrist, the sleeve of the gown will cover.
Entirely proper. And something borrowed?
Not yet.
Then may I offer this small token? An embroidered handkerchief. Pure white linen.
I'm not very good with purity. I thought to come and see you.
To have the future told?
Something like that.
Put your hand in mine.
Here and now.
One else?
Right enough. There you are.
Oh, dear God.
What ails you, mistress?
A picture in my mind. A wedding. A most unwelcome guest. A dark shadow.
That's more like a funeral.
Pay no heed. These visions often mean little. Please, take the handkerchief as my gift.
Aye, thank you. A dark figure, eh?
Oh, it was nothing. A picture. I must go home. Rest. Goodbye. And good wishes.
Thank you. I'll need them.
Imagine falling for that.
Lieutenant doesn't get out much.
Behind a desk. Serves him right.
Now, remember hubris, sir.
Pride before a fall.
The fates are watching.
You're getting very mystical, Mulholland. How is Miss Eagle these days?
I had early tea with her this morning.
Careful you don't end up like Cyrus Cotton.
That was an accident. Ran from us in the dark stage, missed his foot, and down he fell.
The trap door left open.
By accident.
A convenient one. His death prevented us from any wee questions about Miss Eagle's possible part in the Gulliver swindle.
She was innocent.
Nobody is innocent.
Inspector, just the man I want to see.
Is your bride-to-be in jail?
No yet, but I have lost my best man.
That's careless.
Gilbert Patterson was to arrive by the overnight train, but he stayed in London at a big game, high stakes.
Not unlike marriage.
Precisely so, but now I'm in need of a man I can trust.
Me? I have a memory like a hen, and I'd lose the ring.
I'll keep it close, don't worry.
Have you no other friend? They're all gamblers.
You're in the frame, sir.
I'll just bring bad luck.
Inspector, man to man, Jacobite to Jacobite, surely you would not see me stop for an arm to lean upon. In my hour of need? Oh.
Oh, my God.
Sorry I'm late, mistress.
Hannah, you remember that parcel sent to me with a dead bird inside?
The linnet? Aye. Never did find the culprit.
Well, I've just had another delivery.
What? Oh, for God's sake. Who could do such a thing? Poor wee mite.
It looks like it died peaceful enough.
It's a guy dismal operation.
Don't worry. We'll solve the mystery. No. And it won't affect the wedding.
I hope no. No looking too cheerful so far. Dark shadows indeed, birds.
Don't you worry. The mystery will be solved and we'll all live happily ever afterwards.
That's for fairy tales. This is Leith.
You have no right to question.
I'm your man.
You don't own me.
I share your bed.
Until I rise.
Don't get smart with me, Grace.
Take your hands off me. I'll only tell you once.
All right. All right. Sorry.
I should think so.
But I ask you once again. What you're up to with Richard Sims?
We discussed a business proposition.
Such as?
I do him a favour and he returns the compliment.
What kind of favour?
That's confidential.
Did he take advantage?
What a low remark. I'm away then.
Where?
My mother's. Stay the night.
You don't like your mother.
Like or no, she's family and taken sore ill.
Since when?
Since I've been told so by the neighbours.
I don't believe you.
Then go to hell.
I am warning you, Grace.
You're warning nothing.
If it wasn't for me, you'd still be on the streets.
That's where I am, Billy. On the streets. And I'm born for better things.
Grace! Don't leave me!
There is a crescent moon this evening, hooked into the belly of the sky, a cruel shape, like a scimitar. Down it will crash, as some poor soul will find his head bouncing along the street in front of him, shouting, "I warned you, but you wouldn't take blind notice." I have a feeling that some dark beastie deep within my nature has sensed a hidden danger and is trying to alert me of such. But I'm too thick-blooded, too damn civilized to receive the message. Somewhere in my city, a malign influence is coming to life. Ach, never mind the poor beastie. We shall fight it together, the savage and the civilized man. What a combination. And who can withstand it? Let us hope there is no call for conflict. Let us hope that spring is left in peace to work its magic, that the pigeons slide in ecstasy upon the slates, and high above in the sky the little birdies fly at peace and sing their songs to heaven. Tweet, 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 tweet. That's nice.
The lieutenant is not impressed. We haven't yet found these two Dippendelvers.
All in good time.
You're in fine fettle.
Strong coffee, 3 cups.
With 4 sugars in each.
And what about your own breakfast? Did you take tea with your wee psychic bundle of joy?
Mariana...
Oh, Mariana now.
...is indisposed. Her sleep was troubled.
Have the spirits been vexing her?
She lives in two worlds. Not unlike yourself.
What worlds am I caught between?
Duty and inclination.
James McLeavy, are you coming to the wedding later this day?
I expect so. Unless there is urgent criminality.
Are you all right, Constable?
Something stuck in my throat, ma'am.
You'll be there?
Wouldn't miss it for the world.
This is a new carriage you have, Jean Brash.
The wheels fell off the old one.
Uh-huh. Very nice. The wages of sin, eh?
You remember that parcel with a dead bird?
Aye, a linnet.
I received another, just the same.
Did you now?
I did indeed.
You'd best be careful.
I can look after myself.
When we think that, that's when the devil nips in.
Well, can't stay gabbing with the likes of you. Have to get to church.
I mean it, Jean. Watch your step.
I'm well protected. On we go, Angus. Get the cuddies moving.
Nothing like a wedding to ginger up the females.
Uh-huh.
Why didn't you tell her about your new part in proceedings?
Oh, she'll find out soon enough. What do you know about linnets?
Singing birds. You see them in the market, in cages, like prisoners in a cell.
What would a dead one in a parcel signify?
Does Jean Brash have any deadly enemies?
Oh, I'm sure she's made a few in her time. Come along now, Constable. Better things to do than worry about a body who's keeper. And I have an idea where we may find our pocket delvers.
Now you pick up the wedding cake, Angus.
Aye, aye.
Then back to the Justland to help Hannah with the girls. I'll join you later.
Right you are, mistress. Come on in, get out there. Come on.
And don't drop the cake. So much to do, so little time to do it in.
Mistress Brash.
Eh? Grace Smith, what are you doing here?
Hoping to find you, mistress. This is where Hannah Semple will be married, is it not?
Uh-huh. Church of St. Thomas. The Reverend Snorden owes me for services rendered.
What I seek from you, mistress. A favour.
Make it quick, Grace. I'm a busy woman. I have to check the flowers in the church and then back to the Just Land.
It's my mother. She's deathly ill, mum.
Pickled in whiskey, more like.
No. She's near to death. Her breath is all choked up.
Oh. I'm sorry, Grace.
Well, the neighbours told me it happened that sudden. She wants to see you before she dies.
Me?
Talks about you all the time. She's that proud of you. What you made yourself.
Aye, she was kind to me when I first began the trade. I was in much need of kindness.
Oh, please, mistress, please. But it will not take long, and she lives close by.
All right, I'm early for the minister in any case. But I warn you, Grace, death or no death, it'll have to be quick.
Oh, thank you, Mistress Brash. You won't regret this. I can promise you that much. You won't regret it.
Lo, gently, sweet Afton, among thy green braes, flow gently, I'll sing thee a song in thy praise. My Mary's asleep by thy murmuring stream. Flow gently, sweet Afton, Disturb not our dreams.
Jenny Pearson, street singer, known in our parish as the Lethal Innit. Very appropriate.
And there's our man at the back of the crowd.
Market day. Thought we'd find Billy here.
Not a sign of Grace Smith, though.
On his own, it would seem.
Not making a move, either.
Then we must provoke the bold boy. Now I take this old hat from out of my pocket, jam it on my head. What do I look like?
The village idiot?
Exactly. The coat off, over the arm, assume the manner of drink taken, and you have a country bumpkin loose in the city, wallet hanging at his back pocket. Keep me in sight.
I'll do just that.
Hey, shoved right in front.
Oh, sorry, my friend, I can't see it at the back. How about another song, then? How about the Piper O' Dundee? And that's a good one. I'll sing it for you. The Piper O' Dundee, and wasn't he a rogie, a rogie, a rogie, and wasn't he a rogie?
I'll relieve you of that wallet, sir. I just watched you steal it.
Fell out his pocket.
With the help of your fingers.
Now, my friend, don't have fuss with the law.
Who the hell are you?
Minus the hat. Who do you think?
McLeavy.
A busy boy, William. You stole my lieutenant's wallet, and he's not best pleased. You need a wee respite.
In the cells.
Go ahead. Tell you the truth, I don't give a damn.
There you are, sir. Your pocketbook. It was still on his person.
Well, that was somewhat imprudent.
The man seems distracted.
Not too distracted that he didn't spend all my money.
Oh, no, never so bad.
Ah, there it is.
The photo of your wife, safe and sound.
I have to thank you for this, McLeavy.
She's got a very pleasant smile.
She was looking at me at the time. I thank you once more.
Oh, think little of it, sir. Years of experience.
As you never tire of telling me. Talking of which, you appear to have a visitor at the desk.
Aye, I do. Excuse me, Lieutenant. Anna Semple, what are you doing here?
The mistress is not to hand.
What?
Vanished, up in smoke. Didn't he turn up to meet the minister? Didn't he come back to the Just Land? Nowhere.
Not like Jean Brash.
She's been like a thing possessed with the wedding fingers in every pie. She wouldn't leave us in the lurch.
What could have transpired?
I knew as soon as I saw it, that bloody bird.
I warned her about such.
That's a lot of help.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Find the woman.
Sir, may I have... Oh, Miss Semple. Hello.
Hello yourself.
I just put Billy Baxter in the cells. Broken man.
Too bad.
Spilled out his heart to me.
That's nice.
Sad. A sad tale he told. And it concerned an old acquaintance of yours, sir.
He who laughs last, Eugene Brash. She sits on the stool like a repentant child, bound and gagged, hand and foot. Oh, dear. I prod with my toe, you fall to the ground and lie there like an animal. How sad. A long, long time ago, when you were at war, you had a rival, the Countess. I was on her side, a companion in arms. You won that war, Jean, and two of your men threw me into an ordure pit of this fair city. And as I lay there, with the evacuations of Edinburgh seeping into my very pores, you were standing at the edge, dressed to the nines with a peacock feather in your hat. And you said, "You'll know better next time, Mr. Sims." And I did know better. I have waited long years for this. Now, it is your turn to pay the piper. What do you say to that, eh? There. You may speak now.
You deserved all you got.
Be careful, Jean. It would not take much for me to smash my fist into your face.
Go ahead. When I get out of this, I'll bury you.
But will you get out of this, Jean? Now, let's get you back on the stool. I'll leave away the mouth rag. That was merely for the carriage ride. Here, you may scream as much as you like. No one will acknowledge it. The cellar is hidden deep.
Then I won't bother.
But you lack something. Ah, I know. We'll take this sack here and put it over your head and pull it down. So. That just completes the picture. What do you think? Oh, you must wait now. There are many surprises in store. You must wait, Jean Brash.
You've no right to drag me in here.
You were spending like a sailor, Grace.
My mother's birthday. I was treating her.
Where did you get the money?
Billy Baxter gave it to me.
Billy Baxter is in jail.
Eh?
We caught him delving. But he didn't seem to care, didn't he, give a damn? Said you'd walked out on him, broke his heart. Poor boy.
Oh, Billy, I didn't mean to harm him. He was just that jealous.
Of Richard Sims?
Billy told us everything, Grace.
He'd no right.
What are you up to with Sims, eh?
Does it concern Jean Brash?
No. I'm going back to my mother.
You're going nowhere. Jean Brash received death threats. Now she's disappeared. And you're in the frame for murder.
Murder?
Richard Sims is a sworn enemy.
Accomplice to murder, Grace.
That's the charge.
It was a trick, that's all.
Tell us. And not one lie, or you'll spend the rest of your life in jail.
I was to get Jean to come to our house to see my mother. I had to spend all night with the old bugger, then leave her in the tavern here to soak in whiskey.
While you brought Jean home?
Aye. I told her my mother was dying. But it's no truth.
Get on with it.
That's me. I shoved her through the door and then closed it. Richard Sims was waiting with some men. I don't know after that.
Sims? What was his motive? Why do all this?
But he said Jean Brash owed him money. He would take her somewhere, leave her to stew in her juice. She wouldn't get to the wedding and lose face until she paid her debts. There was a debt to be paid.
Jean wouldn't have thought that kind of humiliation. She would seek revenge. Revenge! Blood would flow, and Richard Sims knew that.
She's not meant to come back.
That's my reading.
Oh, my God.
Where did he take her?
I don't know. He had a carriage waiting.
But he was going to leave her.
To stew in her juice.
So he'll come back to a hidey hole first.
Now, you answer me this, Grace Smith, and know that the rest of your life depends on the answer. Where do I find Richard Sims?
Who's there? Name yourself. Well, the least you can do is take this damned sack off my head.
Miss Eagle. Oh, thank God. How did you know I was here?
Because I arranged it all, Jean Brash.
Eh?
Down to the last detail.
Richard Sims is in your employ?
Let us say he owed me a debt, like yourself. But you must pay a different price.
Why? What harm have I done?
Murder. You are guilty of murder.
Show me the body.
The body is dust. My mother. And you put a knife into her heart.
McCleavy, how did you get in here?
Magic. Where's Jean Brash?
Now, how would I know that?
Grace Smith told all.
Hardly acquainted the woman.
She knew you were at the Exchange Hotel. Now the door is fast. No one gets in till I see fit.
Lockpicks, eh? How you entered. That is a criminal act.
Where's Jean Brash?
I am unable to help you.
I don't know if it has escaped your notice, Richard. There are just two of us here.
I had observed that.
Good. I've had you in my sights this many a long year. But you're a slippery creature. You just slip out of sight. Now, let me see. A fair drop below to the backyard. Flagstones and cobble, unreceptive to flesh and blood. Easy to clean, though.
You are a policeman, bound by law.
I left that outside the door. There are no rules in here. Nothing applies, save perhaps the law of gravity.
Cyrus Cotton gave me this derringer to protect myself. Then he died for his sins. Keep moving, if you please.
Did you kill him?
I used my powers of mesmerism,
He was an easy subject. Weak-willed.
Why are you doing this to me?
When we reach the destination, I will tell you then.
My legs are all cramped. Tied up too long.
They're not tied now. Get up. Move.
So, what is our destination?
I've made it my business to explore this tunnel. It runs far under the city streets. Deeper and deeper into darkness.
It stinks of defecation.
There are worse things.
I can walk no further.
Rest then. We have all the time in the world.
Where do you think you're going, Inspector?
Lieutenant, what are you doing here?
As you instructed, sir, I took Gray Smith to the station, and there I took it upon myself to inform the lieutenant...
After I asked three times.
...that I was heading back here.
And I thought I might tag along, because it was my instinct that you were up to something nefarious. Now, I may be mistaken, but do I not see, lying on the floor of that room, a man tied up in bedsheets?
No getting past you, sir.
Unfold him a little, Constable.
Sir...
He near killed me!
How so?
Help me out the window by my heels!
But he didn't drop you.
Look on the bright side.
Did he tell where Jean Brash is?
The cellar of an empty house down by the docks, but God knows where she might be now. Mm. I have to go at once, sir.
Of course, there are two constables in the lobby who can take care of this fellow.
I will make official complaint!
You lack proof! Now, where do we go from here, Inspector?
There. A small room. I had the door made special. With bars. Like a sail. Get in. You will die there. Like a dog.
The least you might do is tell me why you take all this trouble.
As I said, you killed my mother.
I don't know your damn mother.
Did you get the birds I sent? My mother had such a bird in her prison cell. A songbird. They both died in the Perth Penitentiary.
Who was this woman?
The Countess. Oh. She kept a body house like you. There was a war over territory. You won.
The woman tried to kill me and caused the death of another. She broke the law.
She wrote to me from prison. Many letters. My foster parents hid them from me. The day I found them was the day I left. What was that?
Rats, no doubt. So your wonderful mother abandoned you in the New World.
She came there from East Europe to make her fortune and then have me. My mother was falsely accused and had to flee the country, but she promised her little girl that she would return. She never did. You saw to that. She wrote that you had caused her destruction. Jean Brash.
She made her own bed.
As you have done. I will leave you the candle. It is almost burnt down in any case.
That's very kind of you.
I am now going to shoot. Not to kill. When my mother died, her leg was inflamed. The most terrible agony.
Go ahead and be damned to you.
You will die slowly, in pain, in darkness behind bars. It is the least I can do.
Jean Brash, where the hell are you? Deary me, there's a fearsome smell of sewage in the air. Gardy Lou.
Oh, I knew I shouldn't have worn all these bloody ribbons.
Hannah, can you hear me?
Do not. Where are you?
Other side of the partition. Any sign of Jean Brash?
No. And she's supposed to give me away.
Though that was a man's job.
Mind your own business. What about your best man?
He's not arrived either.
Might have known it.
Not Gilbert. I had to change partners.
Who is it now then?
James McCleavy.
McCleavy?
A beggars can't be choosers.
A policeman?
Doesn't matter. Neither on hand. No best man. No bride giver.
Oh, Donald. What are we going to do?
Richard Sims was a weak vessel, Mariana. You made a mistake there.
He owed my mother a debt, which he honored.
But he cracked and confessed all. So here we are, birds of a feather.
I will have to kill you as well, Inspector.
Who are you going to shoot next? The Pope?
She thinks her mother hard done by.
The Countess. A murderous old biddy who deserved everything she got.
That's enough! Stand still, damn you!
A moving target, my dear.
Then she can take your place.
Go ahead. No great loss.
I'll remember that, James McCleavy.
And I will do it now.
All right, all right. See? I've stopped. Now step out into the light, Miss Eagle.
And let's see if you have the gumption to kill a man in cold blood.
Oh, I'm sure she has. But she will have to stand steady.
Like a rock. Are you ready, Miss Eagle?
I am indeed.
Oh, just one thing. If you listen to all these voices in the spirit world, how come you've never heard from your mother?
It is a vast universe, but I will find her one day.
Goodbye, James.
See you in hell, Jean. You will allow me, Miss Eagle, to remove my hat. A man shouldn't die with his hat on.
Go ahead.
I thank you, ma'am.
Let me get this straight. You were stuck inside a cage with a princess of the occult pointing a gun at you and McLeavy capering about like a heelan.
That's about it.
No much an excuse for a half hour late.
Came as fast as we could, Hannah.
Funny smell round here. Oh,
wait till you whiff the best man.
Do you have the ring?
Don't be a panic. In my waistcoat pocket.
Which one?
This one. No. This one. No. Now, what have I done with it? Oh, I remember. I put it in my inside pooch for safety.
There's a gay queer odour round here.
Sanctity.
James McLeavy, as I live and breathe.
Jean Brash, what a menace you are.
Dearly beloved brethren, we are here gathered together in the sight of God and in the face of his congregation to knit and join...
Well, finally got McLeavy and Jean Brash to the altar.
But they're on the wrong side, as usual.
That was some shot you made, sir. And that revolver, old as the hills.
Yes, I must admit, when McLeavy gave it me in the tunnel and said he'd provide me with a target, my heart sank.
Some shot. Knocked the derringer right out Mariana's hand.
Pure chance. I could just as well have killed her or the inspector. Ah, McLeavy might well be right. I should stick to a desk job.
My luck with women is fiercely bad.
Perhaps you should get a border collie. They're very loyal.
I had higher hopes than that.
He said, it is not good that man live alone. Let us make him...
And I now pronounce this wild woman and her gentleman of fortune, man and wife.
You made a better job than the minister, Mistress Brash.
Thank you. Well, Donald, how does it feel to be a married man?
Tell you in the morning.
You behave yourself.
Ow!
Now, away and get me another drink.
My pleasure, Mrs. McKeever.
Hannah Semple to you.
I expect you'll be moving out then.
Not a hope. Donald can share my quarters at the back. There's a bedroom, a kitchen, a water closet, but make any desire.
Indeed.
Anyhow, as soon as he sniffs a big card game somewhere, he'll be off like a shot. And I like my home comforts.
You don't mind that he'll come and go?
No. I thought to try and alter him, but well, there's no point in changing people. They just change back.
A lot of truth in that, Hannah.
Anne McManus, you take your hands off that man.
Come and rescue me, Hannah.
I'll do just that. Leave him alone. He's spoken for.
James McLeavy. How long have we known each other?
I was a constable. You were on the streets.
How romantic. And in all that time, Jamie, you have never asked me to dance.
Me? Oh, no. I haven't got the knack.
You would deny a lady her preference?
The music never appeals.
Jenny Pearson.
Aye?
You promised me a song.
The Lethal Innit.
No less. Come along now, you know the melody. Strike it up.
Charlie is my darling, my darling.
Well, James, it's a Jacobite ear.
And that being so, I cannot deny you, Jean.
Very kind of you to come, Martin.
Not at all. The least I can do.
You must not be concerned on my behalf.
But you stand accused of attempted murder, Mariana. Jean Brash and my own inspector.
They both deserved it.
Well, that may be a matter of opinion, the judges in particular.
I am in no doubt.
Forgive me, but when you decided upon this course of action, did you... I mean, did the spirits tell you? Voices in your head?
I am not out of my wits, Martin.
I must tell you the truth about your mother, Marianna.
Please do.
She was guilty of murder.
How so?
The Countess hired a man to kill Jean Brash. He murdered a young woman who worked for Jean. When the inspector arrested your mother, there was no plot against her. Simply the law in operation.
But Jean Brash was behind it all. The root cause.
I don't see how that's possible.
She attacked my mother. Made war upon her. Drove the poor soul to such extremes to save herself.
That is no excuse for the taking of another life. She broke the law.
What if everything you feel inside yourself is against the law, though you feel it to be right?
Then you must suffer the consequence.
I am prepared to do so. Goodbye, Martin.
Goodbye, Miss Eagle.
In one thing, the inspector was correct.
What was that?
I have not yet heard my mother's voice from the world of spirits. But I shall one day. And then I will be lifted above the law. Above everything that constitutes this small, petty life we lead. I will be transcendent.
Goodbye, Marianna.
At the wedding, I spied Lieutenant Roach in a corner looking most ill at ease, collar stiff under his chin to protect him from the whirling magpies of the Just Land. I thanked him for his marksmanship and suggested that he might come on the saunter with Mulholland and I now and then. He went to shake his head and then stopped for a moment. I could have sworn I saw the light of battle in his eyes. Then I danced with Jean Brash. We'd both cleaned ourselves up by that time, so all I could smell was her perfume. The lights fell away, the sound faded, and all I could see was her face before me, green eyes glinting as we spun round and round to the distant sound of a Jacobite air, like two ghosts dancing through eternity. Aye. Well, it's traditional for a bride and groom to give the best man a present. What did I get? A linnet in a cage. I thought to put it out on the slates, but it doesn't fly good, and there's a multitude of cats out there. Keep it close for a while. Another mouth to feed. Spring is a bugger, is it not?
In episode 4 of MacLeavy, Inspector MacLeavy was played by Brian Cox. Jean Brash was played by Siobhan Redmond. Constable Mulholland by Michael Percival Maxwell. Lieutenant Roach by David Ashton. Hannah Semple by Colette O'Neill. Donald McKeever by Andrew Neal. Marianna Eagle and the Street Singer by Claire Knight. Grace by Susan Coyle. Billy by Jordan Young and Richard Sims by Jimmy Chisholm. Other parts were played by members of the cast, and MacLeavy was written by David Ashton and directed by Patrick Rayner.